Yeah, we are on a mission to ignite the entrepreneurial revolution right here in the hometown we love. We're entrepreneurs helping entrepreneurs, one entrepreneur at a time, one conversation at a time. And that conversation, it always begins with one simple question. Are you hanging or are you banging? Marcus, I'm here with Marcus Haney. How you feeling today, buddy? Hanging or banging?
I am banging. They're calling me the marine entrepreneur these days, so I'm going to need you to go ahead and get that right.
You're the marine entrepreneur. When you're hanging, what do you do in your downtime, Marcus? What's relaxed mode look like for Marcus Haney?
You know what? I like to hang out with my son quite a bit, coach his sports. That's a really big thing for me. I like to follow in your footsteps in that in that realm. You know, I like to get out on the boat, you know, do some wakeboarding, wake surfing, go on vacations, you know, but I got goals to meet, so I'm not getting there yet.
You have to earn your vacations.
No doubt.
We need our downtime. It's our recharge time, but it must be earned. And the way to earn it is to be banging, right? To be at our very best, at our very best opportunity, enough so that you can move the needle. And that's not always easy. I think as entrepreneurs, we start off with these big dreams and they turn into obsessions and you lock on and then there's these obstacles and they're never easy to overcome. But if you overcome enough of them, if you're at your very best enough of the time, you will overcome these obstacles. And then that's when the opportunity happens. That's when we start winning. That's what the show is all about. We share the stories of entrepreneurship, right? So our story comes out along the way. And we're a family business, Marcus. You and I, on our radio show here, we are a family business. Now, how do you like working with the old man on the radio show? How you enjoy that?
Oh, I like it. Luckily, you don't get to tell me what to do very often, so I get to come back for a week worth of punishment here. No,
yeah,
I'm just kidding.
one day a week, you and I get to go, and before the show, we usually spar a little bit. You were talking about your Marine Corps days. Earlier, which always makes us laugh. But I mean, our family, we have a super close family. And I think that begs the question, you know, when is it a good idea to go into business with your family? Because, you know, when it's like me and you, it's phenomenal. But, you know, we also know there's horror stories. I mean, you know, what do you think, Marcus? You ever seen that? What happened where you see family business just doesn't work out so well?
I don't know if I've ever seen it not work out so well. I've definitely heard the horror stories, and I can put myself into a position of trying to work directly with my sister and you and mom. I could see the triangulation being a little bit hard to deal with. But you grew up in a family business, right? What was that like?
I think family businesses are special. I think, 90% of businesses are family owned or family controlled.
And how many?
Like 90%. Lot of businesses out there are family owned. I mean, 64% of the country's gross domestic product, right? The sales, right? The country's sales, 64% comes from family businesses. And, you know, 78% of new jobs comes from family businesses. So, you know, there's a lot of good things about family business. But yeah, I grew up, when I was 12 years old, I worked for my dad's TV shop and I got the crap job, right? I got the job, you know, out there pulling weeds out on the side of the building and stuff. And so I hated it. I didn't like working in the family business at the beginning. So,
because you were the middle son. So you're over there getting the,
you don't want to be the low man on a totem pole in the family business. It can be, brutal. But we worked through it and gradually, my brothers, they went off and did their own thing, and I stayed with the family business. We grew some video stores, recruited the brothers back in, bought out the parents, grew the video stores up to 12 video stores, and then we had the new kind of family business, the three brothers and the family business, and it worked out okay for an extremely short period of time. And then the older brother ended up getting bought out. Yeah.
Okay.
It was,
But then you and Paul as Haney brothers carried on that legacy and had a family business for my whole life.
Yeah.
Which, why wasn't I allowed to work for that?
Well, that's a good point. I mean, maybe it was because my younger brother and I, we bought out the business, grew it. The older brother was not as, not as much of a team player, right?
Gotcha.
I would say in our mind. And so he needed to go. So how do you, and that exit strategy, trying to extricate, or you know, it's hard to fire your older brother, right?
Right.
So it's like, how are you going to deal with? We ended up buying him out, which ended up being the best thing. It allowed us to work more agile, pivot, become video security guys, and you know, we really got our success in the video security range and realm. So, but why weren't you? Okay, I think that's a good question. Why weren't you or your sister invited to come into the family business? Well, let's look at your track record.
Hey, wait a second.
Wait.
I'm surprised you're asking
next
me
question,
that.
Next question. Okay.
Why weren't you? So Marcus was one of those guys.
Hey.
You know, as our business was growing, actually, Mark, we didn't invite any of the cousins, you know, my brother's kids or you or your sister into the family business because we didn't want strife. We didn't want to have the cousins colliding where we all get along super, super well. And we didn't want the potential for the cousins colliding because we had such a good thing going. However, I have to admit that in our video security days, as you were a 16, 17, 18-year-old young man, you were a top recruiter for us. We ended up hiring a lot of people in our warehouse that you ran around with, and they were some of the best players we ever had. So,
hey, well, I'm good for something, right? Yeah. I know a guy. I take a little bit after you and know a guy a little
You've
bit.
You've always been good at connecting, but, you know, it makes you think about, like, what should we ask ourselves before going into a family business? And I think, you know, I have this thing that with our Brian, our storytelling soulmate, pulled off the internet, and he says, you know, one of the top reason that you ought to, the top thing that you ought to ask yourself before going into a family business as a business partner together is, are we in it for the same reasons? And I think that's one of the top questions we ask. I mean, this seems like kind of a basic question, don't you think?
Yeah, very basic question, but I think that if you look at probably those family businesses you spoke at from the beginning, those are legacy family businesses, right? And then you have brothers and sisters and cousins and all sorts of different personalities and reasons. And some people want it to be more lifestyle and some people want to be more legacy, maybe pass on the ball to their kids or the next one in line. And, you know, there's a lot, obviously some negativity around having a family business, but there's also a ton of positives in my opinion too, right? I mean,
for sure.
You get to be able to work around the dinner table. And I think that's one of your favorite quotes, right? Is that, hey, every good thing around in America starts around the dinner table, right? And
Ronald, I think that Reagan's has a quote, I mean, it resonates with me big time. All great change in America begins at the dinner table.
Right.
And, you know, that's, I mean, I think we have this close-knit family, right? I think you, me, your sister, and your mom, we could have gone into business together. But I think when you start mixing cousins, it adds an extremely different wives. Yeah, for sure. It's a different dynamic. And I don't know that it's for everybody, but, you know, when it's right, you know it. And my brother and I, we had that as we grew our video security business up and ended up having a great exit. He and I are best friends, and, you know, it was a relationship of a lifetime. The other day, though, I have to admit, my sister-in-law was kind of giving me a hard time because now I've got my own thing going here without him. He's golfing and grocery shopping with my sister-in-law, which he loves, and here I am chasing my dream to ignite an entrepreneurial revolution in our hometown. And, you know, you and I have the business partnership on the radio show. Your sister and I have the real estate company. And then, you know, I always think that, you know, like my teammates are like my family.
No
right?
doubt about
so
it.
So I've always, family is important to me. And I think it's one of the things that, I don't know, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for my family, you know?
Absolutely. I mean, I remember back when the Northern Video days, all your teammates there helped you grow your billion-dollar dream. That was the family and everything. You guys did everything together. You know, so if you look back at that time, and obviously Ashley and I weren't allowed, and Andrew and Laura either, allowed to work at the family business. And now you are here. We are now with you. Got partner with me, partner with Ashley. I'm working with Mom on the Battle for Veterans side.
Right.
Would there be something that you would have done differently along the lines as far as the family values piece goes?
Interesting. I think it has to do with rallying around a common goal and the mission. You think of the term or the quote, all great change begins at the dinner table. I think that's one of the beauties of a family business is typically philosophies end up being aligned. I think to that TV show Blue Bloods, one of my favorite shows, and at the end of every show, the people from the extended family, they all get together like we do on family dinners even now, and get the cousins together, and I think it helps align the values, right? It helps, you know, everybody gets to share what's happened to them with that throughout the week, and it really, I think it bonds us together, and I think that that's what happens in business as well. You think about a mission statement.
There you go.
We
yep.
rally around our mission statement. Our entire family has rallied around our mission statement. With future generations in mind, we will help create opportunity for our family, for our friends, and for our community. And as they succeed, we all succeed. And I think as you rally around things like your mission and your purpose, you know, it is so gratifying. And I think it begins, if you don't have a dinner table, maybe it happens when you're driving to work with somebody or car, you know, carpooling or what have you. Here at Haney Biz, it happens in our weekly company meeting. We rally around every Monday morning. We rally around that mission and we talk about it and we celebrate the wins of the previous week and we get excited about the things that we're doing for this upcoming week. So,
and that's cool. So important, right? To bring everybody else in and continue to press that message, press that mission, press that vision on where we're going to go with this thing. Because if the, you know, the folks in the rank and file a little bit, if they're not tracking on what the mission is from the top, I mean, your business could kind of fall by the wayside a little bit. So I think that's really important to keep that front of mind, tip of tongue.
For sure. And I think you just think about family business. You want your the one thing about your family is they'll call you out when, you know, when they tell you the truth. Your family will give you the truth. I think anybody who's on your inner circle, you want people that are going to tell you the truth about yourself. And I got a little wake-up call the other day. I mentioned your aunt, right? My sister-in-law, Paul's wife. We're over at the house having dinner, and she says to me, "Mark, you got to get over yourself."
Ooh.
And I'm like, "What? What are you talking about here?" And I was like, "What are you talking about?" And, you know, I had missed a couple of soccer games for my grandkids and some, I was instead in my routine of listening to the radio show and doing my tweaks on Saturday morning and focusing there and then going to CrossFit and so on. And I missed a few soccer games and she told me that my priorities were in the wrong spot. And
interesting.
I sat there. At first, I wanted to be defensive, and maybe I even was a little bit. And as I thought about it, though, it really made me think. No matter where we're at in our life, you can't delegate. You know me, I'm about step minimization, right? Delegate as much as I can, do as little as possible. But you can't delegate being dad. You can't delegate being grandpa. And I don't think you can delegate as a CEO. You can't delegate to somebody else to be in charge of sharing that mission. I mean, it is up to you. It's the entrepreneur's job. It's the family's job to rally around that mission. I think that's what it's all about. So, you know, Marcus, I just think about anybody out here who's building a business, fighting a good fight for entrepreneurship. We salute you. For all the guys like you, Marcus, that have fought for our freedom, our security, our way of life, to the 13 stripes and the 50 stars, and to that family business that's always worth fighting for, yours. Never above you. Never below you.
Always by your side.
If you like our entrepreneurial stories, if you like the messages that we bring that inspire, if you want a little more Mark Haney, not everybody does, but if you do, feel free to subscribe, feel free to be part of our community, engage, comment, share. I want to get to know you better. You want to get to know me better. Follow me on all our social media platforms at The Mark Haney. I look forward to knowing you better, and let's get to know each other better so we can help build these businesses that we love.